Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 23, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. The time, which was shortly after the Mary Fagan murder, almost everyone was discussing the murder, and this deponent was very much interested in the matter, as was everyone else. This deponent heard the man with Hemsley say to Hemsley, "I don't believe Frank committed that murder. If he did, he is one Jew in a million. Not one Jew in a million would commit such a crime." And to this statement, said Hemsley replied in deponent's hearing, "I believe he did kill the girl, and if by any chance I got on the jury that tries him, I'll try my best to have him convicted." The above statement of Hemsley was in reference to Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. The following persons make the following affidavit: R. C. Knight, ex ordinary, H. G. Howell, Saul, City Court, O. Roberts, Addy, J. B. Shelmet, Clerk Walton Superior Court, Alonza C. Stone, Judge City Court of Monroe, deposing and saying as follows, that they are personally acquainted with J. J. Nunnally and W. L. Ricker, and that said Nunnally and Ricker are each men of the highest personal and moral character and reputation, and that they are each entirely trustworthy and worthy of belief as to any statement made by them or each of them. The following persons make the following affidavit: W. H. Burwell, Henry H. Little, Ordinary, Frank L. Little, CHMN, Board of Education, Sparta, T. H. Hunt, H. D. Chapman, Tax Collector, H. Company, Thos, F. Fleming, H. H. Middlebrooks, Cashier First Nat. Bank, G. W. Arriere, Mayor of Sparta, R. E. Wheeler, Cashier, Sparta Savings Bank, D. E. Wiley, Clerk Superior Court, A. H. Birdsong, Treyes, H. Company, E. A. Rosier, Sr., Press Bank of Sparta, W. D. Bennett, Cashier Bank of Sparta, T. B. Hightower, Sheriff H. Company, deposing and saying as follows that they are personally acquainted with J. N. O., H. Holmes, Shy Gray, and S. M. Johnson, and that said Holmes, Gray, and Johnson are each men of the highest personal and moral character and reputation, and that they are each entirely trustworthy and worthy of belief as to any statement made by them or each of them. The following persons make the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, W. F. Upshaw, S. R. Berman, and Henry H. Kennedy,